Okay, so today's little segment is going to be about the inevitable red receipt. Ooh, goodness. Apple iMessage really pulled one when they gave the access to the receiver to see when you opened that motherfucking message, did they not? I know there's people out here that have gotten in so many random arguments because it'll say you read it. And you either didn't read it because you just had the app open on your iMessage, or you read it and was like, oh, I'm gonna reply later. But since they sent it over to your sender that sent the message to you originally, they're looking at the message like, well, damn, do they not care? And it just starts a whole ball of emotion. The reason I want to talk about this is because it's going on with me right now as I speak. So, I was talking to this guy, and me and him were having not too much of an interesting conversation. It was more like we were both reaching for a conversation, and it was getting towards the end where it was going to be a possibility that neither one of us was going to reply because it was just that dead, right? So he sent a message and asked what I was doing. I said what I was doing, asked him what he was doing, and he opened the message. Now, this is my thing. I'm not that crazy girl that's like, oh, you opened my message, you have to reply, blah, 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 blah. I understand things happen. I understand that you may get busy and you may not be able to get to it whenever you need to. Well, right at that moment. However, if I see it go to delivered and it's sitting on delivered for about 4 to 5 minutes or blah, 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 that means you actually had to go into the app to open it, meaning you took the time to go and read it. If you took the time to read it, you had probably 5 to 10 seconds to yourself, right? If you had the same amount of time to read it, the way impulse works and the way most people text these days, you are probably able to text me back in that same span unless you just don't want to reply. And I can get that. That's completely fine with me. If you just don't want to reply, then just say, hey, I'm going to hit you up later. Reply, you still got to reply just out of courtesy, because courtesy tells someone, okay, don't wait on a message because it's not going to be one. Just let them know, hey, I'm not going to be able to reply right now, but I'm going to hit you up later. Well, that didn't happen in my case. What happened in my case was he asked me what I was doing. I replied. I asked him what he was doing. Hour later came. I'm like, I seen your shit went on delivered, so, and now I see it's red, and you still haven't replied, so what are we doing here? So, I waited for probably another 20 or 30 minutes or so, and I just sent a message, not to be, like, passive-aggressive or anything. The reason I cleared that up is because I've been talking to my friend about this, and she was like, well, the message, if it would come to me like this, I would think it was passive-aggressiveness. And I was like, I wasn't trying to be that way. The message was, looks like you're busy, have a good day. With the upside-down emoji, with the upside-down smiling emoji, I don't know what that emoji is really for. I'll just be honest. I just know it's cute and it's upside down and it's like in my frequently used because I love it so much. And I'm not trying to be like cynical or anything when I put it. It's just like one of my favorite emojis, that and the cat. But I also had to realize I had to stop putting the smiling cat because apparently that means that your pussy is happy and that's not the message I'm trying to send. I just thought it was a cute cat and I used to put it on everything until a guy informed me that I was making myself look thirsty. And I was like, oh, I just thought it was cute. Anyway, back to the story at hand. So, needless to say, an hour goes by again. This guy doesn't reply to the have a good day, which I wasn't expecting him to at all because that was the reason I said have a good day. Like, you're clearly not available to talk at this moment. And he sends me, why am I doing all that for? That pissed me off. That pissed me off because I felt like he took a message that I didn't intend to have any type of negative connotation behind, made it negative, and responded negatively. And the thing about that was I even went behind that message and sent back, no, I'm not trying to make, you know, basically make it passive aggressive. What I'm trying to do is say hit me up later. Still no reply. He's not replied yesterday or today. So I'm just going to leave him in his skin, you know, type thing. I'm not going to bother him. Only because, yes, I do care. Yes, it did hurt my feelings. Yes, I want to call him right now as I'm on this podcast. But I feel like I went in the effort to explain what I was meaning in the message that I previously sent. However, I don't know how you took the second message. I don't know if it was just as misconstrued as the first message. So I can't go and send another message to add more shit to the hole I'm putting myself in, by the way. And I'm just like, I'm not trying to do any of this. Let me just leave you alone. But the sad thing is he hasn't hit me up. So I'm just realizing he just doesn't care. So I'm realizing I don't care. All of this thanks to those stupid red receipts from Apple iMessage. So lesson here is red receipts are fun. Red receipts actually work in a really professional environment. If you're having a business discussion and you want to make sure that all of your delegates have gotten the same message, then the red receipts will let you know, even if they haven't replied, that they have received the message and they at least acknowledged it. Whether they read it or not, I don't know, but they definitely opened the message, and that is all you need legally to decipher something. Really, all you really need legally is to say that you sent it, because once it says delivered, then it's for sure that they have it. But even the red receipt just kind of adds little whipped cream on top of that little apple pie, whatever. I just don't think that red receipts are healthy at this point, just because if I was texting someone with an Android, I probably would be just as mad. But it was the fact that I seen that he acknowledged the message that made me even more upset. And I can't get that with an Android user. Like, I only get the fact that it's been delivered, and I just have to sit and wait and wait and wait. And if they don't reply, I just know that they're ignoring me, because i.e. you were just texting me like 5 to 10 minutes ago. But I don't have to worry about feeling like, okay, you want me to know you're ignoring me by opening the message. So that's how I feel about red receipts. Those things are like whack and good. I don't know. I like them sometimes, because if I like somebody and I see when they read it, and if I wasn't able to get right back into the iMessage app to see, to reply, but I see that they read it within like the 5 or 10 minutes after I sent my message, and I'm like, oh, they actually care. They're reading the message and they reply, blah, blah, blah. But if something like this happens, then I'm just like, well, wish those things never existed. So it's like a love-hate relationship with those doggone red receipts. I don't know, you guys. How do you guys feel about red receipts? If you would like to tell me, you can talk to me on my Snapchat, or just send me a random Snapchat message. It's at Tamecia, and that's going to be the at sign, T as in table, A as in apple, M as in man, E, C as in cat, I, A, 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 because I had to be different, so I had to put 3 A's on the back of that. So anyway, that's how I feel about those things. They're annoying. Ugh. I just wish that they kind of never existed. Oh, but I can't talk to someone with an Android for too long. It just shows me that you don't care about life. That should be another segment. Why do I care so much about Android versus iPhone users? That sounds like a good one.